Well, the Canadian pastime of axe throwing hasn't made its way to primetime TV just yet, but the sport is hacking its way into the U.S. Ali Schweitzer from member station WAMU visited an axe throwing establishment in Washington, D.C. to find out why.
Rachel Horowitz is just a regular gal looking to grab a beer after work and throw deadly weapons. The Washington resident has just walked into Kraken Axes. It's what you might call an axe bar and one of the city's first axe throwing establishments. Turns out, Horowitz is not a complete novice.
I've been to Renfest a lot, and I throw axes at Renfest, and it's a lot of fun.
Renfest, Maryland's Renaissance Festival, used to be one of the only axe-throwing destinations in the Washington area. But now there are two more, with others on the way. Horowitz and her friend Mark Swanhart are about to get a crash course in urban axe-throwing. Their teacher is Kraken Axes owner, Stuart Martins.
What's up, guys?
How's it going? Rachel.
Rachel. Stu.
Hey, Stu. Mark.
Mark. Stu. Come on over.
Martins guides Horowitz and Swanhart toward a lane surrounded by protective nets. He fishes a short-handled axe out of a bucket on the concrete floor and positions himself about 10 feet in front of a big wooden target on the wall. Throwing an axe, he explains, isn't about strength. It's about finesse.
You want to create this rhythm with the axe where you're moving forwards and backwards. Get great momentum with the axe. And then when you're ready, you're going to lean and aim.
Martins easily nails the target. Horowitz and Swanhart seem a little intimidated.
What do you think? How does that look to you?
Easy, so simple.
Hurling axes sounds like something lumberjacks do for fun. But over the last 2 years, dozens of axe-throwing ranges have opened in cities across the U.S. The sport is an import, of course, from Canada.
It originated in essentially backyards.
Mario Zalea owns the Ontario-based company Bad Axe Throwing.
We decided to commercialize the sport in Canada, and we started off with one location. And truthfully, we weren't sure if it was going to work.
But it did. In less than 2 years, Bad Axe Throwing has expanded to 8 U.S. locations, including one in D.C. The sport has been such a hit in the district that Bad Axe plans to open another local spot later this year. Zalea says the Washington area is a fantastic market for axe throwing, largely because there are a lot of corporate customers here. He says many employers consider axe throwing a great team-building exercise, and Zalea predicts that in a couple of years, his sport of choice is going to be everywhere.
Just like how bowling started, you know, all those years ago, and it's now become a household name, axe throwing is going to be that next bowling.
And that could be, but like bowling, throwing an axe well isn't as easy as it looks.
This is not going to go well.
Back at Kraken Axes, Rachel Horowitz is having a tough time landing her axe inside the target. It keeps flipping around in the air and smacking into the wall.
Good shot.
Her friend Mark Swanhart has better luck. After repeatedly throwing and failing, he finally sticks the axe.
How do you feel right now?
I feel fantastic.
The sensation, he says, is exhilarating. At the end of this entree into axe throwing, Swanhart and Horowitz managed to walk away with all their fingers, not to mention a new way to blow off steam after work. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Schweitzer in Washington.